Tim Allen would have never done this. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
I hadn't thought of Tim Allen in forever. Where was I? Somewhere the other day where they had his TV show on, Home Improvement. One of the most successful shows in the history of the world that I'd completely forgotten about. Tim Tooltime Taylor. Remember, Well, that was the number one show in the country for a long time. He made gazillions of dollars because he was the creator and star of it.
Well, his recent project has been real successful, too.
And he had,
not as, but...
And he had that other guy that has become a pitch man. He still does ads. His friend from the show, the bearded dude.
Yeah.
And then the hot chick that became a star, because they had a hot chick on their fake TV show. Who was that, Michael?
Oh, wasn't it Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson. Yeah, that's how Pamela Anderson became famous.
The Tool Girl, right?
Yeah, she became famous from that. Anyway, I'd completely forgotten about him. He was a home improvement guy, and I got a story here about a contractor. So it stuck in my head. I've got a question for you after we play this clip and discuss it that I really would like people to email or text about, because I've been wondering it for years, and I'd love it if some of you could answer the question. But first, do we need to know anything about this before we hear it, Michael?
Did you read the story already?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. Basically, there's a dispute over payment here.
Yeah. Video going viral shows a contractor destroying his own work inside of a home.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I do understand.
We put weeks into this, thousands of dollars into this.
I do understand. Sir, please stop. Please stop.
Is somebody going to pay me?
Sir, I'm just asking you to stop. It's not your house to destroy.
It is my property. I have receipts for everything. Let me tell you something. No contractor in the state of Colorado will fix that when they found out I took it back because you refused to pay me. No one.
So they didn't pay? Oof. And so he went in and chopped it all out.
I don't think that's a productive way to resolve that difference of opinion.
No. And, you know, she says that it was $7,500 and she'd paid three and she was going to pay the rest, or who knows? I don't know the details of that, but it was an interesting idea. you think he's in any trouble there? Because it is his stuff that he put in there. And she didn't pay him for it.
I think there are probably laws governing that sort of thing. I don't know that it's quote unquote his stuff. Number one, if it's on her property, you know, that's a problem.
Anyway,
I guarantee you he is not right in the eyes of the law. I don't know exactly why.
He's right in my eyes, Joe. If he didn't pay you, go in there and smash that stuff up.
Why don't you just said you don't know the facts?
I'm assuming the facts.
All right. There you go.
But, and we've asked this before, but I've still never gotten an answer. And I just want to know whether you are a contractor or your brother's a contractor or you've dealt with enough of them. What is the deal with contractors just not showing up? How is that a thing? The rest of the world doesn't work that way. Nothing else in the world that I'm aware of works like contractors.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot of times ones with even good reputations. Nice trucks, plenty of tools, seem to do a good job. And you make an appointment and they just don't come. Or they come and give you an estimate, and then when you try to call them back to book the appointment, they never answer the phone. How do you all keep track of your phone numbers? That's one I've always wondered. So I was able to call you the first time and get a hold of you. But every time I call after that, you don't answer. Do you have, like, memorized all the people that you've ghosted so you don't answer the phone when they call? Or do you get a new phone every time? How do you? I don't even know how you manage this stuff.
Well, and why would you? I mean, if somebody's calling you back to book the work, you'd think you'd want to take that call. Even if you're going to no-show 30% of the time or whatever percentage.
I would just love why. And I've accepted it. I now understand the culture. And I'm surprised when they show up and finish the job, as opposed to being surprised the other way around. I've just accepted the culture because that's the way it works. But I've never understood how the business model works on your end and how you pull it off. And isn't it incredibly stressful?
I wonder. It would be if you had a conscience or a sense of professionalism. But I think a lot of those guys want to work for themselves because they just want to work as much as they want to work.
Is it
so part of it is that I don't feel like working today.
Yeah, is it as simple as a buddy of yours wanted to play golf, so you just don't show up that day, and it's just one job. I got plenty of jobs, so I just won't show up. And you just don't answer your phone?
Yeah, I
don't... Is it that simple? Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I don't know.
I still don't understand how you know when to answer your phone and when you don't. Because I've had situations where you showed up, you made a, you know, estimate, and you start working. But then you just, or you say you're going to start working. You've answered my phone several times, your phone several times when I called.
Mm-hmm.
Original appointment, and then like, you know, the next time for the estimate. But then you don't show and you don't answer. How do you keep track of all the phone numbers?
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds impossible.
I don't know. It's like dealing with gypsies or...
Yeah, yeah. My favorite one I ever had was a guy who came, fixed my roof, but I couldn't get him to show up to take his check. And I didn't try that hard. I called him a couple of times because I owed him money, but he just wouldn't answer his phone.
Wow.
And
you know,
never
it's funny,
came to
a
get
buddy of mine told me a similar story. He can't get a hold of the guy to pay him.
I had a guy who stopped showing up, but his tools were at my house. Big container of tools. And I thought, well, he's got to come back. He's going to get his tools eventually, so I'll just wait. Nope. I've never heard from him since. I still have his tools. So he was willing to give up his tools for the whole, I don't feel like coming today, or I got to. I've always assumed it was a, I'm fixing your, whatever, I'm fixing your roof. It's a $6,000 job. Somebody just called me with a $28,000 job, so I'm just going to immediately take that.
That could be. You'd think the guy would get his tools, though.
Or you still think there'd be some benefit to saying, hey, look, I just got a better, a much bigger job. I'll get to yours next week if you want, or if not, here's some people I can recommend, but I got to take this better job. They just don't feel like dealing with it?
Yeah, I wonder if, like, you're a C-level job, right? I don't C-level. That's a poor choice of words. I don't mean at 0 feet above the ocean.
I don't understand how that factors in.
I mean like an A, B, and C level
job. So if I was
job.
10 feet above sea
no,
level?
No, you idiot. Listen to me. So you got an A, B, and C level job. You're a C-level job. They're going to take that just in case a B or an A-level job doesn't come along.
Uh-huh. And I usually am like a C or D. I mean like real low. I've had a lot of like... You know, fix my porch, stuff I should probably do myself, but I'm too busy. You know, it might be $800. So it's easy, I suppose, in your scenario for something better to come along. And so they just don't show up on a Friday afternoon for an $800 job.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing that, although that doesn't explain the guy and his freaking tools. I mean, if you live your life like that, it's not like you're going to be so bitterly ashamed to show back at your house and say, hey, can I get my tools? And so Jack Armstrong is going to yell at me for about 2 minutes. What do I care?
And how did it become a culture in that so many of them do it? It's not just a person. It seems to be the whole culture. And they're independent, like you said. Most of these people are complete loners. Got their own truck and their own tools, and they dance to their own tune. How did it become a culture of that?
Yeah. I think it's just the kind of guy who does this, dot, dot, dot.
Probably. And one more point on this. I would think that the free, this is what I've always thought from the beginning. I would think the free market would sort this out. Because I'm willing to pay more for the person who shows up and does the whole job and, you know, does what they say they're going to do. And you'd think that person would really rise to the... But I had one person that was like that for a couple of years, and I was like, bingo! I finally found the guy. He's doing all my stuff from here on out. And he did at a couple of different houses for a couple of years. Then one time on a job, he just didn't show. And
wow.
I've never been able to get a hold of him since.
Wow.
So
maybe
even
he's
him.
Dead. This whole conversation reminds me of a very old joke, but one that I enjoyed very much the first time I heard it. And it is an old joke, but guy's in Vegas, and this beautiful woman approaches him at the bar, starts chatting with him, rubbing his arm and all. And he's starting to think, wait a minute, I think I know what's going on here. But eventually she leans over and whispers into his ears, I will do anything you can imagine for $3,000. As long as you can describe it in three words. And he says, paint my house.
Right. And the reason that is so good is because most any man who's over the age of 19, or certainly anybody who owns a home, it's way easier to find sex than to find somebody who's going to paint your house.
That's right. That's right.
But if you've got any insight on this, I would love to know. Your brother was one of these guys, and explain to me why. Or if you are one of these guys, feel free to stay anonymous, but explain the lifestyle, because we all wonder.
Wait a minute. This is an ingenious idea. Come on now. You pick up a hooker. She says, whatever, $200 for the hour, whatever the rate is, doesn't matter. You hand her a paint roller. You say, get to work. She's probably glad not to have to commit an act, you know.
Yeah.
She's thinking, wow, I get to keep my clothes on. I don't have to interact sexually with some stranger. Perfect. Why not?
I need to
probably
have my
stay
house
all day
painted.
And finish the house. Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to call the police because you're a hooker, but I'm going to call the police if you don't finish this bathroom.
Hey, do you guys prepay contractors, or I'm always afraid of them just grabbing my money and running off with it?
I never have. I don't think I've ever had anybody ask me to, but yeah, that would be based on all the stories I was just telling. It'd be a terrible idea.
Never do that, yeah.
Well, I guess that's it.